This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The United States top infectious disease expert hopes to see kids start getting COVID-19 vaccines in the next few months. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani with those details.
Vaccines are not yet approved for children.
Over the next couple of months, we will be doing trials.
And Dr. Anthony Fauci says that'll hopefully lead to kids being vaccinated in late spring and early summer, a key step towards securing widespread coronavirus immunity, since children make up about a quarter of the population. For now, even older adults are having trouble getting shots. As of yesterday, only about 1.3% of Americans had received the two required doses of the Moderna and Pfizer vaccines. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The European Union introduced tighter rules Friday on exports of COVID-19 vaccines that could hit shipments to nations like the United Kingdom, deepening a dispute with London over scarce supplies of potentially life-saving shots. But amid an outcry in Northern Ireland and the UK, the European Commission made clear the new measure will not trigger controls on vaccine shipments produced in the 27-nation bloc to the small territory that is part of the United Kingdom bordering EU member Ireland. Under the post-Brexit deal, EU products should still be able to travel unhindered from the bloc to Northern Ireland. Europe's poverty figures could peak in autumn 2020. That's according to the United Nations Special Rapporteur on extreme poverty. They warned that the 92 million people in the EU still live in poverty. Dr. Schutter says that the coronavirus pandemic did increase inequalities and shall increase inequalities much further. This is VOA News. The top law enforcement officer for the U.S. House of Representatives is deploying Capitol Police officers to transportation hubs to protect lawmakers as they travel to and from Washington, D.C. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
With threats of violence on the rise against lawmakers even before the Capitol incursion of January 6th, many have asked for increased security. So the new acting House Sergeant at Arms says officers will be posted at airports and the rail station on busy travel days, but warns individual protection will not be provided. House members have also been told that they can use campaign funds for home security systems and office funds for bulletproof vests. There's been growing inside the Capitol building, including lawmakers who want to carry guns and oppose metal detectors and those who want weapons out. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau announced the country's major airlines have agreed to suspend all flights to Mexico and the Caribbean until April 30th, starting on Sunday, as part of a fight against a second wave of the coronavirus. Trudeau also said that all arriving airline passengers would be required to make a mandatory COVID-19 test at the airport and then wait in a hotel for up to 3 days at their own expense until the results arrived. Trudeau cited new variants of the virus originating out of South Africa and the UK as part of the reason for the tighter measures. China has announced that it would not recognize the British National Overseas Passport as a valid travel document or for identification starting from Sunday. Beijing's move to impose a national security law in June last year prompted Britain to offer refuge to almost 3 million Hong Kong residents eligible for the BNO passport from this Sunday. The scheme first announced last year will allow those with the BNO status to live, study, and work in Britain for 5 years and eventually apply for some type of citizenship. White House spokeswoman Jen Psaki told reporters Friday that U.S. President Joe Biden has called on Russian President Vladimir Putin to release jailed Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny. This happened during the phone call this week. Biden pressed Putin on a number of issues, including Navalny. Psaki repeatedly previously stated comments that Biden did not hold back in conveying his concern about the actions of the Russian government during the call. She also said that a review of a number of concerning actions by Russia is currently underway. More at VOAnews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.